All right, Saints of God, you know how we do it. We always talk about last week, and then we kind of connect the dots. Let God just go ahead and connect all the dots. Amen. So last week, we talked about another one of God's principles that produce a bright future. Because we all agree we want a bright future.
That's right.
Amen. And we know God gave us one thing that, you know, produces a bright future, which is training our children. Because the children are the future. If you want a bright future, don't raise them. What do you do?
Train them.
Train them. Amen. And God made it clear last week that what we do today determines what we walk in tomorrow. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Archie. Thank you, Jesus. He showed us that what we do today determines what we walk in tomorrow, right? He said, the seeds that we plant today will bring forth the food that we eat
tomorrow.
Is that right?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And we talked about Mark 25 in a little detail. You remember that scripture? I thought that scripture was so unfair until God gave me its true meaning, right?
Right.
Remember verse 25 of Mark? It said, for he that hath, to him shall be given. Right? And he that have not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And you remember I said, that's just not fair. Huh? Because that sounds like it's supporting the world's saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Don't that scripture sound like it's supporting that? It sounds like they can stand on that one, right? Because the scripture said, to him that have, more shall be given. And he that have not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. That don't seem right. And then the Lord had to give me the real meaning of that scripture. Amen. Thank you for it too, Lord. You all know God's powerful principle is sowing and reaping, right? Sowing and reaping is in the earth. Amen. But what that scripture really means is that if God blesses you with something, a gift, a talent, whatever it is, and you don't use it, he's going to take that gift and give it to somebody who's really going to use it. Amen. Because God is not wasteful. He doesn't do things just for nothing. Everything he does have a meaning and a purpose. Amen. So that's what that scripture meant. Amen. If you're sitting on something that God bless you to use and we blessed to be a blessing, right? And you're just going to sit on a blessing. You're just not going to use it. Well, he's going to take that and give it to the person who will use it.
Right.
God wants to multiply us, right? So he wants to us to persevere and live a more abundant life. And that's why he said he came? That they came. I came that they may have life and life more abundantly.
Right.
Amen. That's why he came. He's not wasteful. He didn't come just for nothing, so we got to take advantage of that, right? He wants us to move on into perfection, saints, and get all that we can get out of this life that he gave us. So don't be afraid, huh? Fear comes from the devil. Amen. God did not give us the spirit of
fear,
but he gave us
power
and what else?
Love.
And a sound mind. Amen.
Amen.
So don't be afraid to use your gifts. Amen. This is the last thing I want to tell you concerning sowing and weeping. Because we said that we don't judge the day by the harvest that we reap, right? But by the seeds that we sow, right? That's what we got to focus on. Our main focus is not reaping, okay? Because we going to reap, amen. But the main focus is to sow. Because the harvest will come, but it takes time. Amen. And patience. Amen. It takes time and patience to wait for the harvest, saint. But the sowing is daily. That's every day. We sow. We sow. We sow. So the focus is on the sowing. Amen. The world got a saying that promotes that, that confirms that. They say it's better to give. The focus is on the giving, the sowing. Amen. But what I love about God, why we own the principle of sowing and reaping, you know what I really love about him? When you sow, you just don't get back exactly what you sow. Amen. Amen. God is a multiplier. Huh? Everything he does and touches, he multiplies. He makes it come forth abundantly. Amen. Even so, we look at things like marriage. Amen. And we see it, you know, 1 + 1. You got one man and one woman, right? God bless you, Pastor. And we look at that as being 2, right? Because 1 + 1 is 2. But that's not how God looks at it. Just take marriage. He said you got the man and the woman, right? But when he's in the middle, it becomes, because he's a multiplier now. God don't do addition. Please know God does not do it. He does multiplication. Amen. So you put him in the middle, 1 × 1 is what? Right. My elder just saying anything today, right? 1 × 1 is still 1, because 2 flesh become 1. Amen. God is a multiplier. Amen. He don't do addition, Vic. See, Vic still on addition. He said, okay, well, we got 1 man, 1 minimum, 1 God, we got 3. Nope. God is in the middle. 1 × 1 is 1. 2 flesh become 1. Amen. God is a multiplier of everything that we do. Amen. Please know that. So when you're sowing that seed, you know, he multiplies it when he returns it. He just don't say, okay, you sowed this, I'm going to give you that back. That's not God. That's the world. Amen. The world, you might get what you pay for. I don't know. Huh? But with God, you sow it, he multiplies it, and then he gives it back to you. Amen. Look at the farmer. When he plant that seed for the corn, he just don't get, oh, I'll plant these. He gets a lot of corn. That's the principle of God. That's sowing and reaping. Amen. All right, so that was last week. I just wanted to elaborate on that. But you know I'm right now with God, right? God is a right now God. Amen. He's faith is right now. Now faith is. Amen. So I want to do what God wants to do today. Right, while it's called today. Amen. So at the end of the day, today, as we walk through life with God, we really want God to be on our side. Amen. Don't we want God on our side? Because when he's not on our side, we can see it. Huh? We can see certain reproaches. You know, we know who's really walking with God, who's trying to do this thing by themselves. Amen. So we want to walk with God, saints. And we want, because he fights our battles. He meets our needs. Amen. And the more we know about God, the more we trust him, the more we love him. Right? And I notice as we mature in Christ, we get more unselfish. Amen. We learn that it's really, what the song say? It's not about us. It's not about us. Amen. But it takes you to mature in Christ, and then you realize this ain't really about me. This battle is not. It's not mine. You know, we think it is, but it's really not. When we get mature in him, we know, Lord, hey, this is your battle. Have your way, Lord. I'm tired of finding my way. No, you have your way. Then I know my way will be found. Amen. In him. Amen. So the Lord showed us that with our unselfishness, it's about really helping somebody else, saints. See, when we help someone else with their issues, guess what? God helps us with our issues. That's how he works it. Amen. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So it's a win-win, huh? That's the gift that just keeps on giving. Soul winning. Amen. When you win a soul for Christ, don't you? Do you know how far that goes? I told you God was in the multiplication, right? So when you win one soul, I'm going to show y'all why the devil fight you so hard so you can't win that soul. If you win one soul, God not only just going to bless that person. Like he told me, he's no respected person. He said, Rudy, you come to me and you allow me to dwell in you and do what I want to do. I'm going to bless you and everything under you. I'll bless you to 1,000 generations. Do you hear that? Do you see how far that? Because he multiplies. He just don't do 1 + 1. He multiplies everything that you put in his hand, including your life. Amen. Oh, please know that, saints of God. We are blessed to be a blessing. But as far as soul winning, the scripture taught us that we got to feel what they feel, right, saints? Put ourselves in their shoes. That's what we really have to do. Huh? I just want to comment on how plentiful the harvest is. The harvest is plentiful. And we see it in our families. Because, you know, as I was at the pastor's sister's home going, which was beautiful. Oh, that was awesome. And the word he spoke, woo, when he come forth, y'all, I'm going to tell you now, put them seatbelts on. Huh? The man of God had the Spirit of God in him. Amen. Speaking out of him. Amen. But we see the work with our families. God called me for my family. And it's funny how we see all this going on in our families and know, thank you for calling me, Lord. Thank you for using me to break that stuff off of them. Amen. The man of God was so, he orchestrated that thing. He officiated that thing so beautiful. Amen. It reminded me so much of how what God called me. And your sister was named Madeline, correct? And we were so similar. My sister was Maddie. Sometimes they call Madeline's Maddie. Amen. But I heard they did not call your sister that. I don't know. Amen. But it sounded like she was quite the pistol, you know? Amen. And so was my sister. So I was really relating. I was really enjoying the service. But then you know what God also showed me? The gifts he has in our family. Ooh, I see all them young ladies get up there and sing, and just the gifts that God gives us to further the cause for the gospel. Ooh, Lord, I was like, I thought they was playing a tape. They started singing that beautiful song about, what was the pretty song? I love that song. Yeah, God is in the sanctuary. Oh, my God. I'm looking like, where is they playing a tape? And she was just singing it all casual. No big thing. You know, this is what I do. You know, I'm praising God right now. Amen. Amen. It was beautiful. Wow. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for calling us for our families. We got so much work to do, but it's a pleasure to serve you, Lord. And we know you love us. Because when the devil comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. He'll take somebody in the family and just raise them up and against it. Amen. So we thank God for that, don't we? Lord, we thank you for that, Father. Breaking that curse off of our families, Lord. Amen. Showing them, letting them see the light. Amen. Because the world is so full of darkness, and that's all they really get to see. Amen. So when we come together, you know, and death is a teacher. God showed me, death is a teacher. Amen. And they get to see now, you know, wow, what? They sitting in here, and the man of God was really orchestrating. Okay, look, now let me tell you, you're in the house of God. Let me just tell you where you at right now. In the presence of the Lord. The disclaimer. He had to give some a disclaimer. Okay, this is where you are now. Okay, amen. They say amen. And then the Holy Spirit came. Amen. And great stories. You know, it was beautiful. I mean, thank you, Jesus. I love that man of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we must feel what they feel to win souls, right? We got to put ourselves in their shoes. Then we can really help them, right? When you put yourselves in their shoes, you begin to think about what is needed to get out of that situation. And then you apply it to them. Amen. That's why he said, put yourself in their shoes. And the Bible says that's wise. It says, he who wins souls is wise, right? That's the only thing you're going to take out of this life. Remember we talked about that? See, you ain't bring nothing in, and they say you're not taking nothing out. That's not really true. You're going to take them souls out of this life, huh? Out of this world with you. Two things. Why? You're going to see it why you're here, because they're not going to be in the world anymore. They're going to, you know, because you led them to Christ, begin to live a Christ-like life in that world, a heavenly life. And then when you leave out of this world, they're going where you're going. So you're going to take some things with you. Amen. Praise God. So God is on our side, saints, concerning winning souls. I want you to know that. The will of God is for all men to be saved. Amen. The scripture says this is good and acceptable. Amen. His will is for men to be saved. All right, let me show you. Let's get in these scriptures. I got some things I really want to show you all today. And then we got a feast prepared too. See Elder Archie coming here with the food. Oh, we going to fellowship together today. Amen. Break bread together. And you know what? I guess I just got to say this about these elders God blessed me with. Because he show them to me, right? But boy, I see things. I mean, it's just a pleasure to serve God. He sent these men, and I mean, they love God. I can tell they really love God. Amen. And they want to do all that they can do in Christ. And that's a beautiful thing, because Archie went on his trip. He went to, what'd you go to, North Carolina, Arch? And I didn't know if he's going to make it back with the food or not. I really, because, you know, Archie said, well, my wife is off this week. And they had forgot. They didn't think about it before they made that promise. You know, they said, well, we're going, you know, we're going to have food and, you know. And I was like, praise God. But they went on a trip. He was showing me all these beautiful pictures. I'm like, this boy is having a good time. I need to be there, right? You know, so, you know, I just don't want, I don't take anything for granted. I know he got back. He said, hey, we made that commitment. Let's get on back and let's honor that. I know that's what happened. And because he loves God. He loves God. He know, hey, when God say something, what happens? It happens. It happens. So when you are representing Christ and you say something, oh, you got to make that happen. Amen. Don't let nothing, because the devil want to try you. Huh? Oh, you know, you said that, but you know you can't really. You having fun. You doing, I'm about the business of my Father's kingdom. That's first. Amen. That's right. When you give them that word. Amen. All right, everybody's in, I want you to turn to 1 Timothy 2. I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Elder Archie, really, for being a man of your word. Amen. Being in the word. Amen. Just thank God for you. I really do. I take nothing for granted. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know what time it is? It's soul winning time. Get that in your spirit. Huh? We're going to win some souls for Christ. Huh? We taking some stuff out of here with us. Amen. We got to win these souls, and that's what time it is right now. Amen. Say it, saints. It's soul winning time. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your spirit. That's what time is. We don't have a lot of time left either. The man of God said that last night. We don't have no lot of time now. We got to go and make it happen. Huh? Time is getting short. We see what's going on out there. It's obvious. We know when clouds come and, you know, it gets dark, it's about to rain. Well, we can see just what's happening in the world, how much time we really got. Amen. Huh? It's not about gathering a whole bunch of things and money. And that's not what time it is right now. God's going to give you everything you need. It's soul winning time right now. Amen. Trying to tell you, forget about what the world was really saying, saints. You ain't bring nothing in, and you're not going to take nothing out of this world. That stuff. Amen. But not saints. Not his God's people. Amen. We can take them with us. Not our family. Amen. Start right there. Amen. Say, well, where do I start? When I started selling insurance, I was like, now who do I talk to? You know, they didn't really train me, right? These jobs, they not, you know, spending a lot of money on you and training. They just, you know, you get your license, they say, hey, go get them. I say, well, who do I go get? You know, what do I do? And he gave me a powerful word that I use today. He said, start with your family. Start talking to them. That's where you start. Amen. With this good news right here, don't be going all over the neighbors. And I mean, that's good. Start in your own house. That's where you start. Amen. Get that right. All right, listen to the saints of God. You at 1 Timothy 2? Amen. All right, here we go. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Amen. You know what that was right there? That one scripture. That was the formula for winning souls right there. That's the recipe. Amen. For winning souls. Because look what it's saying. I'm going to dissect this one for you all. It said, I exhort therefore. So the word exhort means to strongly encourage. I strongly encourage this right here. But I'm going to tell you. That's what Paul is saying right here. He said that first of all. So another thing we see, he strongly encouraged that this, what I'm going to tell you, is first of all. Amen. Is that what he said? First of all, which is most important, okay? He says supplications. Amen. What is supplications? Because what all these are, saints of God, when we come together, all these are different types of prayers. He says supplications, then he says prayers, then he says intercessions, and he says giving of thanks, right? But when we come together, I want you all to know, and God showed it to me so clearly last week. That's why I know he gave me this for this week. That prayer is the most important thing we do as a body. Please know that. It's not about coming. The word is awesome. God is going to instruct us. But the most preeminent thing in the church is prayer. Huh? That holds the most preeminent place in the body of Christ. Prayer. He said, my house is a house of prayer. Was he talking about this building? He said, my house, where he live. Where he live at, that's a house of prayer. Amen. That's the most important. That's why he said, I'm strongly encouraging y'all that first of all, this is most important. Then he starts talking about these different prayers, right? And he said they be made for who? All men. Amen. That's the recipe. Amen. Let me talk about supplication, saints. The scripture describes four types of prayer. It says supplication. You know what supplication is? It's a precise request for a specific need. A prayer supplication. See, the Greek word is from a root word that means to lack or to be deprived or to be without. Amen. So this kind of prayer occurs because of a need. It's a specific prayer. The lost have a great need for salvation, saints. You hear me? The people that are lost have a great need for salvation. And believers should always be asking God to meet that need. Amen? We should always be praying that prayer of supplication. Lord, you got to save them. Huh? When it comes to our family, Lord, you got to save them. Huh? We got to say that. Lord, you got to save them, Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. Lord, please save my family. Please save my friends. Yes. Huh? I know you did it for me, Lord, yes. But I ain't stopping. Amen. I'm not stopping until I reach them all, Lord, and that's your will. I know I'm in your perfect will right now. You said reach all of them. Huh? I'm not just, oh, I got mine. I ain't going to wear. No, I understand your principles. We got to feel what they feel. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's hard, saints. Because you know why? Because many folks, they don't want to be saved. You hear me? They don't. I'm going to give you this revelation. They don't want to be saved. You know what they want? They want to be rescued. Amen. They just want you to help them get out of their current situation. That's what they really want. Huh? They all jammed up like we was. Amen. We was jacked up. And so now you come, you know, you trying to get them, lead them to Christ so they can be saved. Amen. And they just like, no, you just got to help me out right now. Huh? So that's what makes that job hard. Amen. Hear me, saints of God. We want to offer them Christ, the Savior. Amen. Salvation to keep them out of those losing situations. If you just help them, you know, and rescue them, then guess what? They're going to be right back. You're going to keep doing that. You got to get them to the Son. Because who the Son set free is free. Amen. That's what we got to do, saints of God. It's soul winning time. Go on, say it again. I'm going to show you how to get it. I'm going to show you how to make it happen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Okay. It says, the second thing it says in the scripture, it says prayers, right? So that's a general word, right? Because there's many types. As we saw, I just talked about the prayer supplication. See, this word is embracing various kinds of prayer. You know, like we got confession or we got adoration. Amen. Those kinds of prayers, right? This word comes from a root meaning to fall in with someone or to draw near so as to speak intimately. Huh? When you say prayers, the verb from which this word derives is used of Christ and the Spirit's intercession for believers. Amen? See, right here, Paul is desiring, saints, for the Ephesian Christians to have a compassion for the lost. Remember we talked about that? We got to feel what they feel. So we got to have compassion for them, huh? When we come to them and leading them to the Lord, you got to feel what they feel and have compassion for the lost to understand the depths of their pain. Amen. We was once there and misery, huh? To come intimately to God pleading for their salvation, huh? We got to understand it. Amen. In prayers, we must pray for the lost, saints. Amen. When they all messed up and you know what we're going to do first? Pray for them. We got to pray for them. Amen. Prayers. The third thing he says in this same scripture is intercessions. Amen. Prayers of intercession is to pray to God on behalf of somebody else, of others. Amen. Exactly. This prayer is not for yourself. Okay, but for others. See, because what you give out, what happens? You get back. Remember we talked about sowing and reaping. When you're praying for somebody else, guess what you're really doing? You're praying for yourself. Amen. Oh, God is a multiplier. Huh? He makes your words, you live. The seeds you plant today is the food you eat. Amen. Your words coming out your mouth, praying for somebody else, is benefiting them and you. He's a multiplier of everything. Amen. So you're interceding for him, saints. But it's also going to benefit you. Amen. You remember Galatians 6:1? You remember what we talked about in that? It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. So when you're restoring them to Christ, you got to do it how? With a spirit of meekness. You can't be saying, oh, you stupid. Why would you do something so stupid? You can't be storm like that. Amen. You got to say, look, you know what? Now you see how that's working out for you, right? How did that decision work for you? Huh? Well, what do I do? Well, the answer is Christ. Huh? It ain't really about you. Huh? If you take all that pressure off yourself and then start chasing after God, he'll show you everything you need to do. I just don't want to tell you one thing where you could have did. No, let me get all your problems solved. Oh, I'm trying to show y'all how to solve all the problems. Amen. So it won't even be a problem anymore. Amen. Oh, praise God. So, and then this scripture said this. It says, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. Listen to this. Considering who? Thyself. How do I? Well, Lord, I'm praying for them, but it's really benefiting. Consider it yourself like it's you. Amen. And then it ended like this. Lest thou also be. Lest you're going to be tempted with that same thing. Huh? So now you help them out. Listen, look how God works. You help them out, right? You feel what they feel, right? I'm compassionate. I have compassion for this, for what you've done. Huh? And I'm in a spirit of meekness to help you out, to lead you to Christ. Huh? And the Lord is saying, when you do all that, you can't get tempted with what they in. Lest thou be tempted. So when you do it that way, I don't even have to be bothered with what you're going through. Huh? I ain't got to do it because you doing it and I'm feeling like it's me. I'm really bothered with it now. So later on, it won't be me. God is something else. Amen. Feel what they feel. Consider thyself. Act as if it's you so it won't be you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And look at this last prayer right here. It says, giving thanks. Giving thanks, saints, refers to prayers of praising God. Amen. You know, like when we open up our service, what do we always do? He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. You always got to give thanks. I don't ever want God to think, Lord, I just take you for granted. You supposed to do this for me. Oh, no. Lord, thank you. I don't care what little thing it is. Soon as them eyes pop open. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Every little thing. Thank you, Lord. What's the dialect of a believer? Thank you, Jesus. That's the dialect. That's how we talk. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Every little thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. I just don't want to take you for granted ever. Thank and praising God for saving us so we can save others in him. Huh? We got to do that, men and women of God. So that fourth thing he says is giving of thanks be made for all men. So all these prayers will help us. It's the formula for winning souls, saints. Is that what I said? Is that the formula, saints of God? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a recipe. Amen. Let me give you this. Because I just gave you all the many types of prayers, right? And it's many other types of prayers we pray, right? But you know what my favorite prayer is? I want to give this one to y'all. My favorite prayer is when I go to God just not asking him for nothing. Oh, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite. When I'm just visiting him and he's visiting me and we just talking. I ain't saying, well, I need this, Lord, and can you bless this person for me? Can you do this? No, I ain't doing none of that. I'm just like hanging out with him. Amen. See, we're married to Christ, right? We're his bride. So when we're not into all this, I need this and I need, now he start dropping gems on you. He dropping some stuff. You'd be like, what? Lord, what? Should I even be hearing this? He started dropping stuff on you like that. Amen. And then that's the climax. See, you married him. You climaxing with him now. You ain't even into this or that. Oh, my God. That's the moment. That's the moment I love. That's the prayer I like, saints of God. When it's just me and him. And we just hanging out. Lord have mercy. Thank you for those times, Lord. We just talking. I'm just in his presence. Amen. Just visiting him. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Those are some of the best prayers, saints of God, when you're intimate with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at verse 2. Verse 2 says this, saints. After giving and giving of thanks be made for all men, verse 2 says, for who? For kings. And all that in authority. And why do we do that? Come on, saints. See why we have to pray for them like that? kings and everybody who's in authority. Amen. We should be praying for them. Huh? Because don't we want a quiet, peaceable life? Just an honest life and godliness. That's what we all want. Huh? So God wants us to pray these prayers for kings and all in authority, saints. So we can live that quiet, peaceable life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 3. It says, for this is what? Good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. See, all that I just read, all that's good and acceptable. Huh? The formula for winning souls, all those types of prayers. Huh? All that's good and acceptable in God's eyes. We want to walk with God and we want it to be good and acceptable. This is showing us how to do it. Amen. Praying and winning souls and living godly is good. It's true life. Amen. He said, I came that they may have and have it. I'm describing abundant life to you right now. Amen. I'm showing you what it looks like. Amen. You know why it's good and acceptable to him? Because look at verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. See, God wants us all to be saved, saints, and he wants us all to know the truth. Amen. He wants all of us to be saved. So when you go to him for anybody in your family, anybody who you know, hey, this person needs God, they need, that's God's will. You in his perfect will. Huh? Or you in his good and acceptable will. Because he say this is good and acceptable. Amen. That's a good place to be. Amen. Because he wants all men to be saved. And he wants us all to know the truth. Look at verse 5. What's the truth, saints? There's one God, one mediator between God and man. We got to let them know that, saints. That's the highest end truth. Huh? He wants them to know the truth. Huh? The knowledge of God and the truth. And that is, there's only one God. They can go all over the world. Look, let's keep it simple. It's just one God. Amen. And it's a mediator that came that we have to have between us and him because we're sinners by nature. So we need the mediator. But the good news I got to tell you, because y'all know I don't have nothing but good news. That's all I got. The good news I got to tell you is that you don't have to pay the price. What you mean? But I'm guilty. Oh, no, you're not. You innocent. Once you receive Christ, guilt is off of you now. Amen. So when you stand before the Almighty God and Satan is accusing you, telling you everything that telling God everything that you did, and God's going to say, how you plead? What is it? Not guilty. I don't have to pay for that. Jesus paid for it already. Lord, get that in your spirit. Huh? Get that one right there in your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What does verse 6 say? Who gave himself a for all. That's what make you not guilty. Let's read that one again. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. You know when that due time is? When you standing before the God Almighty. Huh? What you going to do? You going to testify what? You going to tell him everything, all that good stuff you do? You going to tell him you read your Bible all the time? Huh? You going to tell him you the perfect person and you ain't going to do that? What you going to testify? Jesus Christ. That's all you want to do. Don't have him look at your life at all. I don't care how good you think you're doing. Huh? Well, what did you do? Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is, I'm bragging on Jesus. I ain't going to say nothing about nothing I did. I'm trying to show y'all what's going to happen when I stand in front of the Almighty God. Huh? It's not about us. What is it about? I'm going to start singing that song. It's not about us. Well, what about you? It ain't about me. What is it about, servant? It's about Jesus. That's what it's about. Huh? Don't let Satan put you in a trick bag. Put condemnation on you. But you know you really shouldn't be watching that. You really shouldn't be doing that. No, I probably shouldn't be. You right. But it ain't about me. Amen. It's about Christ in me. Amen. Oh, you got to get that right, saints of God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself a ransom. That's why we say thank you, Jesus, all the time. Huh? How can we ever get tired of saying thank you, Jesus, when he died for us? I don't know nothing greater he could have done. Lord have mercy. Look at verse 7. It says, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. Huh? A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Paul is giving y'all his assignment right now. And my assignment. That's my assignment too. Huh? I got to preach the truth, saints of God. I lie not. I'm giving y'all some high-end truth. That's all I could give you. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. It says, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. What's verity? Verity is a true principle or a fundamental importance. Huh? So I got to teach the Gentiles in faith and verity, and which is a true principle or a fundamental importance. What is that? Go back to verse 5. It's a circle. For there is one mediator between God and man, the man. I got to get that in you. You got to know that, because I can't have you out there thinking you're guilty. Huh? If you receive Christ. Huh? Because when you get that, see, the battle is in the mind. If you think you're guilty, then you're going to act guilty. Amen? But if you think I'm saved, I don't have any kind, now therefore there's no more kind, then you're going to walk in that. You're going to walk in that. Amen? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Look at verse 8. I will therefore that men do what? Pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands without wrath. See, we got to pray everywhere and not be angry. And we can't doubt. We got to believe it. Amen. This is the first of all, saints, most important to win souls. Remember Paul said, first of all, amen. Is that what he said? Means most important. Amen. I strongly encourage you to do this because it's almost important in winning souls. Y'all ready to start some stuff? All right, I'm about to start some stuff. Say, don't start nothing, man of God. Don't start nothing, won't be none, right? Look at verse 9. It says, in like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. We about to start something now. The pastor said, hey, I'll be right back. Say, you about to start some stuff now, man of God. Huh? Lord have mercy. When I was reading that, right? I'm like, now, Lord, now, you was doing good. You're showing us how to save souls, what's necessary, all these different prayers, and you're breaking them down to me, Lord. And I was loving it, right? I'm in Christ. I'm loving that word he put inside of me. And then we come to this. In like manner. How is that in like manner? What has that got to do with winning souls? What has that got to do with prayers, Lord? How is it in like manner for these women, now let me read it again, adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array? And then the Lord showed it to me because I wasn't going to go no further. I wasn't going to start this. You know, I wasn't going to start it up. I wasn't going no further. I said, Lord, you got to show me. What am I going to say? He gave the man of God right here. He said, don't worry about what you say. I'm going to speak through you. Huh? Don't write it down. Don't. I'm going to say it for you. Amen. I like when he do that. But you know what Paul was doing, saints? Here's the like manner. He was showing woman where her beauty lies. And it's not focusing on outward appearance. Y'all think it is. Y'all say, oh, I got to put this on. I got to do this. I got to put. Paul is saying here, in like manner, if you're going to win some souls, ladies, huh, you got to deal with that inner beauty. Amen? See, you can't win a soul if that dress is tight and it's short and you overmade up. You're going to be in his flesh. He's going to be in his flesh with you. Amen. That's what's going to happen. That's why he says, in like manner, if the women want to do this, then they got to be, let me read it again. They got to adorn themselves in what kind of apparel?
Modest,
with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with, but don't be all fixed up on the outside thinking you're going to win a soul. Amen. That's what he's saying. Don't focus on the outside. Focus. Got to focus on the inside, ladies. That's what he's saying. Amen. God is saying, you got to focus on the inside, ladies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your beauty, ladies, lies in good works. Amen. That's why verse 10 says, but which becometh woman professing godliness with what? See, that's where your beauty is right there. Yes. It's good works, not being distracted to men with tight dresses. Amen. Tight, short dresses. That's not where your beauty, that's the world. Huh? The Kardashians. I was talking about to my wife about that this morning. The Kardashians are glamorized. Amen. I want to go be a Kardashian. I'm going to go have a butt lift. I'm going to have this. That's what the world is doing. They all doing it. Amen. Y'all laughing, but y'all know it's true. Y'all know it's true. Amen. They ain't winning no souls. They messing up some souls. I see all these rich brothers just running there in droves. Oh, she got Tiger. She got this person. She got that, just messing them boys up. If they were sitting here today, they'd be getting blessed. See, God just want to bless them. But they chasing after that, and them girls know what they need. Huh? They souls is just being, whew. Wow. Lord have mercy. It said, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. See, thanks to God. God is a God of order. Amen. God, our God is a God of order. Is he saying, woman, be quiet? Is that what God's saying right here? He's an orderly God. What is the order? God is the head of. Jesus is the head of. And man is the head of. That's the order. So he's saying all these things so your house won't be out of order. Because, see, way back then, see, we think it's only just happening today. Way back then, when he was talking to the Ephesians, that woman was aggressive. I was reading, they had the house all turned upside down. They run the house. Huh? But listen to me, brothers. You know why they do that? Same reason they do it today. Because we're not doing it. Huh? I'm going to tell you this truth. If you don't submit to your head, she is not going to submit to you. And she shouldn't either, because you have no words of God for her. See, your head is going to give you the words to run that household, the wisdom to run the household. Huh? You're the priest of the home. But when you leave that home and when you let it just be, huh? And you're not in your household because you're not seeing in a relationship with your head, then you don't know what to do. Huh? So now Adam knew what to do. Amen. He knew what to do. God had told him. He didn't tell Eve. God didn't even tell Eve, don't eat the fruit. Nothing happened when she ate the fruit, as a matter of fact. Nothing happened until he ate the fruit. And the same thing in your household. Huh? Satan might could come and bust a window or something. That's all he can do. Huh? He could bust a window. He might can make the carpet. But the foundation, man of God, is you. Amen. And so when he coming, he bust the foundation up. Oh, the household is finished. Huh? Now that godly thing that I told y'all up front, God will bless you, everything under you, to 1,000 generations. Now it's going to be cursed. Huh? Because you're not in his presence and you're out of his presence now. And Satan is in control. And what is his job? He's going to kill, steal, and destroy all your stuff. That's what he does. Amen. So that's why they think they got to be so aggressive, men of God. Because we not. See, when I got in covenant with my head, ooh, I saw the thing just flipped everything. Just like he told me. I bless you and everything under you. And I watched him. I started doing everything his way. And he started just blessing me and everything under me. Called him out, Daddy. They offer me this much money. Then they offer me this much money. Then they offer me this. I'm like, Dad, ain't nobody paying you more money than I make. What is God? A multiplier. Huh? He don't stop with you. He'll bless you, your children, they children, your children's children. Huh? Your faithfulness is going a long way, saints of God. Huh? God is not wasteful. He doesn't waste time, saints. Amen. He fed, what did he feed? 4,000 or 5,000 people. And then women and children. And then when he got done, did he waste the rest of the stuff that was left out there? What did he do? He picked it up and still had 12 more, but he doesn't waste anything. He is not wasteful. Amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. How did I get there? What took me there? What sent me off there? Look at verse 12. It said, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to assert authority over the man, but to be in silence. You know what he's saying, saints of God? Don't try to rule over your man or teach him or rule over him. Amen. And I'm going to show y'all how to do that. Amen. The proper way, if your man is messing up. So you can tell when he ain't in communion with his head. Women can, they know. I'm going to show you two things. All right. When you feel, hey, he off on this one. I can't submit that. I ain't doing that. Nope. I'm not doing this. You know what you do, woman? You don't go and tell him, I ain't doing nothing. You say, Vic. You don't do that. Same thing with what you do in the world. When people are, you think I'm mistreating you and they off basing with, you don't go to them. Who you go to? Their supervisor. That's what you do. You say, oh, wait, we can't talk no more. Get your supervisor. Same thing with your man. Huh? Go to his head. Oh, you off now. You off. I can't get with that. You know, well, maybe this is what I'm telling you we're going to do. Say, so, okay, well, I'm going to submit to that. And then go straight to it. Lord Jesus, now, is this what we really should be doing, Lord? Now, your servant, the man of God, said that, blah, Lord, and he'll tell you. He'll tell you. Huh? That's how she know when you off, man of God. I'm going to give you this metaphor. You know how she knows you off? Because when God wants something a certain way, he'll give it to her and you. Huh? So when you bring her this preposterous thing, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do. She just didn't hear that. Huh? God had already told her to. How do you think Eve knew not to eat that fruit? God told. But she knew then. She was out there talking about, God said, Bob, we ain't never see God tell her that. How does she know? Because God is telling him directly, and then he's putting that in her spirit. So that's why you can rule, man of God, which is your position, because when you come, she's no, wow, that had to be God, because that's exactly how I wanted to work it. That's how I wanted it to work. See, God is making it. He make that crooked street straight. Amen. He make a way out of no way. Amen. So you saying this preposterous stuff to her, and she like, yeah, that's right. She in agreement with that. Of course, because God already wired her too. Amen. Oh, saints of God. Then God begins to talk about why this order is the way it has to be. Because he said, for Adam was formed, what? Then Eve. He's trying to let the woman of God, the man is the foundation. He was formed. See, when they built this place here, they didn't start just building this like, they laid the foundation, huh? And then they set this on top of it. They can't destroy the building unless they destroy the whole. That's how I say. And Satan got the blueprint. He said, I can't mess up your stuff. You know, I can't go to your kid and mess up and think your whole household gonna be, that ain't gonna happen. Huh? He gonna come to the head. Amen. Try to destroy the, now he know if I can get that head, I can get them all. What do you think he did with us? Huh? He wasn't coming. He went to Jesus and said, look, if you be, he went straight to the head. I'm gonna stop this stuff. And then, and then the Lord tried to even show it to us, you know, in the earth. Because before he was even born, the king was like, kill all them babies. Uh-oh, a real king is coming who going to rule everything forever. Oh, we got to kill him. Saying, say, no, send out everybody. Let's find him. Well, I don't know where he is, where he coming from. Well, kill them all. Kill everything. We'll get them if we just kill all of them. Amen. That's how important what he had to do for us was. That's why we can't take it for granted. Amen. He went through it all for us. Amen. So we got to live. We got to walk in that thing. And we got to stay in prayers with him. Lord, you got to, now you did this. You got to save my family now, Lord. I don't want none of them to perish. Your word, then just repeat this word to him. Your word says, I don't want one to perish, but all to come to repentance. I need them all to repent, Lord. Just tell them. Amen. It's his will. You're not out of his will doing that. Huh? What time is it right now, saints? It's soul winning time. It's time to get them. We don't got a lot of time. Lord, he's keeping me on the same thing week after week after. I know we're running out of time. Amen. Yeah. Every week, it's something else about that. Yeah. Amen. Look at verse 14. It says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. See, she was in the transgression. That's why you got to let your man leave, because he ain't going to be deceived. You can be deceived. Huh? He might mess up willingly. That's what Adam did. Huh? He didn't. He wasn't tricked. Huh? The woman was tricked. Satan started saying things like, well, you know, you really don't have to. You know, you're not going to surely die. You know, oh, I'm not. Come on now. He just don't want you to be like him. Oh, really? Then she eats, and nothing happened. It didn't say nothing happened when she ate. Then she going to take it home to Adam. Here, baby, look what I got, the forbidden fruit. You know what he should have did? Just straight checked her right there. You got what? You ate what? You did what? Didn't you? Don't you know God told us, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't. He started eating too. Messed us all up. Amen. He wasn't deceived. Satan didn't come and trick him. Amen. He just did it willingly. Man of God, we can't do things like that willingly. Huh? And we can't be deceived. God is in us. Huh? He's right now in our hearts. We know right from wrong. Amen. We may not even have to look at this, but we know he put it in our hearts. See, they was writing the stone, what Moses came with, the word on the tablet. We know the word. It's written in on our heart. Amen. Let's read about the mercy of God. Look at this. Verse 15 says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Huh? See, you're going to be saved too. But you can't be with all that short dresses and da, 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 da. That's going to mess you up and all these men up. Huh? My woman asked me this morning. She said, well, why is it that, you know, that messes men up and blah, blah? I said, baby, listen to me. That messed the best of them up. Huh? Look at David. David was a king. Not only was he just a king, he was a king after God's own heart. Huh? He had the heart of God like God. Amen. He was after the heart of God. And what did he do? Went out there, saw that short dress. We just going to equate that. He saw that short dress and all that body. One of them Kardashians. And said, wow, go get her. Forgot everything. This was David. Huh? But he fulfilled his purpose. And then he killed up a whole bunch of Philistines. Amen. God is full of grace and mercy. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. So I want to conclude this by saying, man, we must take our place in Christ. Win souls and lead our family correctly. And the souls you want to start with is your family. Woman of God, remember to submit yourself to your husband. Huh? And your beauty lies not in outward appearances. God says he loves a meek and quiet. He said in the sight of God, that is priceless. Huh? So you ain't all base when you got that. That's priceless to God. Amen. For you to win souls is going to take your inner beauty. That's what it's going to take. A meek and quiet spirit. Amen. I believe Minister Helene is going to win a zillion souls. I do. I just believe that. Huh? What the devil thought he was going to use for evil. All things work together for those who and are called according to his purpose. Oh, you got to know that. Praise God. Pastor Harden, he going to tell Satan, I already know what's about to jump. God going to use him so mightily to tear that kingdom up. He going to rip it apart. Amen. Oh, Lord, I'm going to enjoy watching too. Enjoy every minute of it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for showing us this blueprint to winning souls, Lord.